Larry, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and your company.
Of course, my name is Larry Dinkle of Dinkle Eppelman Company in Norfolk, Nebraska. And Dinkles have been here in Norfolk since 1952, quite a number of years. I basically grew up in the business and was kind of in and out of it and came back in about 71 full-time and been here ever since.
Great. Well, I did not get to attend the Michael Peterson My Real Life Tour stop that was in your town earlier this week, but from what I heard, it was a pretty good event, huh?
It was quite an event. I had been around Michael Peterson a little in the past with New Holland and so on, and the American Legion and the American Legion writers actually brought Michael Peterson to Norfolk and promoted it along with one of our local country radio stations, and he put on a tremendous show. Just it's too bad the whole town couldn't hear his message.
Well, I'm sure the word has gotten around, and I guess a question I'd have for you, because I know that the relationship between New Holland and Michael Peterson has been going on for a couple years with that Down on the Farm CD, and now with this tour that he's doing, really building, I guess, a better sense of community out in towns like, well, we're here in Lincoln this week, and that involves programs that are done with kids at hospitals, with the American Legion, like you said, and New Holland is still a supporting sponsor for this. What do you think about, or how do you evaluate how well that works for a company like New Holland to tie in with somebody like Michael and what he's doing with this tour?
Well, I think it's awfully good for New Holland to be tied in with Michael Peterson. He's promoting the right kind of lifestyle for people to spend their time and energies helping other people, and that goes right along with what New Holland does. And when Michael Peterson was in Norfolk here the other night, call it a plug or whatever you might, he mentioned New Holland more than once as being a tremendous company and all their beliefs and the way they do business, and right along with what he was promoting himself.
Well, and as one of the official dealers for New Holland, that I guess that really has to mean a lot when somebody with his name recognition is in your town, especially, right?
Well, it's pretty tremendous because he's on this real life tour, and wherever he goes, he mentions New Holland and probably whoever the local New Holland dealer is at the same time. So he's the other evening he promoted New Holland to 700 plus, not only at that live meeting, but he was on the radio live, and whoever was listening to the radio also heard that message.
Well, and I found it interesting. I've been on a couple of different stops with him this week, and whether it was in Grand Island or in Columbus or here in Lincoln, not only, like you said, at those speech opportunities has, you know, the sponsor's been recognized, but in talking to the people who are there, you may look at it and see that this is a high school or an American Legion post with some of the Legion riders that you mentioned, but I don't know how many of them have told me that they've had some connection in their past, either on their family farm or with a son now who's farming, that are using New Holland equipment. So the name has come up, and it just appears to me that whether it's the Army and or country music, and a company like New Holland that is obviously involved in agribusiness in such a large way, it just makes a lot of sense that from a marketing standpoint, you do have some things in common, and that includes the people that are being reached with the message.
Oh, there's no doubt that the message is reaching the right people and influencing those people as well as the New Holland brand name becomes much more widely known at the same time.
Well, we're reporting on this week on AgWire.com, and we try to focus on what companies like New Holland are doing in terms of agri-marketing, and this is definitely, at least from my experience, a unique way to a unique marketing program, I guess I would say. And so I was kind of interested, especially hearing from you who are out here in the field and really working directly with the farmers who buy the equipment to see how that works. I think it's very interesting, and other people are interested to see how well that's working. So I really appreciate your comments. Anything else you might want to say about this tour? I know that it had a big performance there in Norfolk earlier this week, and we're going to have the big show, they call it, tomorrow night here in Lincoln. Any other thoughts you might have as it relates to...
I sure hope that it's well attended in Lincoln, because that's, you know, rather than rural folks like there was in Norfolk, that's city people. And of course, I think Nebraskans as a whole are very much behind the military and what's going on there. And that ties in with Michael Peterson, of course, representing the Army, and New Holland falls right into the same deal. Without a doubt.
Well,
the image is utmost important.
Well, before we go here, I got to ask, since we're going into a new growing season here, any thoughts you might want to share in terms of what things are like here in Nebraska from a farm standpoint with planting progress and business for a company like New Holland?
Well, us Dinklapama, we're very busy. The majority of the crops, have been planted today. Chuck, we're getting nice rains. In some areas, I think they're getting a little too much, the way it sounds, but we never want to turn down the good moisture. So with the pricing, we try not to talk about all the increases of everything, including farm equipment prices. The fertilizers and all the input costs are really, really creating a lot of discussion.
Well, it's certainly an interesting time, as it really always is in agriculture, from my vantage point. And we'll look forward to having a good season this year, and hope that translates to all segments of agribusiness. I want to thank you, Larry, for taking a couple minutes to talk with me on the phone. I wish I could have been up there earlier this week, but Michael's doing a great job out here, and I've had the fortune to be with him in a few places, courtesy of New Holland sponsoring my coverage on Ag Wired. So, again, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you, Chuck. I feel sorry for anyone in the areas that he's traveling that doesn't go listen to his message.
Okay. I couldn't agree more. All right, Larry.
Okay.
Thank you again once more.
Thank you, Chuck.